the way the interviewee is shot, the camera angle, position, whether the camera zooms in or not, all of those make a really huge difference to what people listen to. Because, of course, if the camera is zooming in to a close shot, the audiences don't realise it. They're subconsciously realising that this must be important because we're actually zooming in. And likewise, if it's wobbly, handheld, the audience might subconsciously think it's actually less important. And so it's quite easy, if you had some sort of malicious filmmaker, they could certainly deliberately film someone in a slightly rough, ad hoc way when it's hard to really concentrate because it's slightly blurry, slightly wobbly, film someone else in a nice, well-lit, crisp, static way, and the audience will definitely favour listening to the one that is easier to digest. So they will find it easier to listen to the one that's nice and simple to watch and a bit harder to watch the other one. Our impression of a person being interviewed is affected by the clothes they wear and where they are when they're being interviewed and what we think about them, how much we trust them. So, for example, you're likely to trust a well-dressed doctor in a sort of doctor's surgery, but then you look at someone dressed in sort of jeans, they look scruffy, the background is some sort of industrial wasteland, you're going to perhaps trust them less. And so subconsciously, there's a real difference in what we think and how trusted a source is depending on the actual context, and we want something to add up. So if it's a social worker or a policeman who's telling us what it's like in an urban environment to work around there, well, of course, we want them in that place. We trust them because they're in the place and they know it. The doctor want to feel that they're in the place that makes sense for them. So location is hugely important. How it's lit is important. It is quite easy to switch off from content if it's hard to see, if it's a grainy picture, if it's a wobbly picture, if it's a dark, grim location. So these things make a huge difference, which is why many high-budget documentaries, you look at some very beautifully lit interview situations. They're well-framed, they've got nice backgrounds, and often there's clearly been effort to position that person in a way so they come over in the best possible light, and that helps the person and helps the actual viewer. There's a real subtle influence on audiences with how someone is presented. If you look at the top high-budget programmes, they'll always light interviews carefully, they'll arrange people carefully. And so you trust the person, it's easy listening, it's nice and clear. You contrast that with a grab shot, dusks, somewhere very murky, you can't really see them. It makes a big difference. You're less likely to really concentrate on them. It's easier to concentrate on someone if you can see their lips moving clearly, if it's a pleasing frame. When it comes to sound, again, if it's well recorded, there's no high background noises, buzzes or anything, it's easier to listen. And again, you can have documentaries where one person has been shot in a well-controlled, lit interview-type setting, another has been grabbed on a doorstep in a noisy street. It is easier to listen to the one who is well shot. Of course, if the other one is very exciting and arresting, you will pay attention. But if the other one is simply dull and hard to hear, you'll switch off. On all of the investigative programmes I worked on, and I worked on Cook Reports, and they were quite high profile in their day, looking at all sorts of things, there was no intentional bias in how people were shot. Of course, there was sometimes a bias in how it feels if a shot is grabbed, you know, and it's dark and grainy. And sometimes that isn't the actual programme makers deliberately making someone come over badly. Literally, they only had 20 minutes for that interview. They didn't have time to light it. So, of course, circumstances make a huge difference. But certainly, I didn't encounter any situations where there was any specific manipulation of the lighting or camera work to make one person come over well and another come over badly. I never encountered it.